last week on the Dice of Thunder podcast.
Alrighty, let's do some rolling. Natural 20.
Oh! Fail, miss. Just kidding.
All right, I'm going to attempt again.
Okay.
Natty 19.
Let's go. Roll the real dice. Roll the real dice.
29.
A 29 is a fail. Roll to hit with Kal-El's jaws.
Okay, so I get plus 15 to this first one.
Yeah.
19 on the die.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So 34.
34 is a critical success.
Yeah. Bite his head off.
Levels that dwarven scattergun down. Takes a shot at Kal-El. Natty 20.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
Jeez.
It's a roll to hit with Kal-El's claws.
How about 32?
Oh, that'll do it.
Yes.
That's a hit.
That's a critical hit.
Okay, rolling 19. Natty 19. Nice. 36 to hit.
Yes.
A 36 is a crit.
Yeah.
Gosh. Okay.
Not great. I didn't roll that well, but still, 58 damage.
58 damage.
Nice.
First roll is an 18.
On the die?
On the die.
That's a crit.
Yeah.
Second one. 12 on the die.
That is 16. A hit.
Third is, ooh, 5 on the die. So that's
another. That's a hit.
Oh, it's still a hit?
Nice.
Oh, okay.
The last one on the other side of Varg here.
This is incredible. I can't believe it. She's about to get a triple kill.
Just sweeping a room.
Okay. 24 on the dice.
24.
17 hit points.
Yeah.
LeBron James.
Triple kill.
3 killed hobgoblins.
Yeah.
And pew, pew, pew.
Who are these guys? Who are these goblins?
Yeah,
where they
what is she doing ask with these goblins, later. And what is she doing with the lich dust?
Now, a new episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast, a free life advice podcast. Today's lesson, in every group setting, there will always be an a-hole. Don't let it be you. I should follow my own advice.
Why were you looking at me when you were saying that?
Yeah, I didn't like
that. I was
that.
Looking at everybody.
Mostly at me. Is it because
directed at Duvall.
I thank you. Thank you, Jordan.
Definitely not.
Is it because when I walked in today, I asked you why your shirt was wearing a shirt?
Yeah.
Scott was...
That was cold open number 12, and I've literally been saving it for you to insult me one day so I could bust it out.
Scott was drowning in cotton earlier today.
Yeah, we should talk about that.
Why?
Are your arms shrinking?
In every group setting. Don't let it be you.
I'm just going to put this jacket on and then put this shirt
and
on.
And then I'm going to put my t-shirt on over it. Hey, yeah, listen,
this feels
okay?
Right. What's up?
I got wide shoulders and I got to buy large t-shirts.
Who told you that?
My own body that I listen to. And so I buy undershirts. They're large. The sleeves for undershirts, for some reason, are... not just long, but hecka long.
When you buy them from AARP.
And then when I bought them from Costco. And then when I buy I thought that was going to give me some kind of clout. But no, it backfired. You know what? He's right. He's the oldest member of this podcast. He's got to be right.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
So then you buy a print tee that you want to wear out. But the sleeves on the print tee are like shorter than the sleeves on the undershirt.
Here's the problem is that it's a new undershirt and a not new graphic tee.
Pre-shrunk cotton, Greg.
Still, even if it's pre-shrunk, it ain't all the way shrunk. Trust me.
It's shrunk, not that, shrunk.
That didn't feel wrong. That didn't feel odd to you when you put the other shirt on the camisole? That
you know, the truth is, listener, it did. And I was exploiting the oddness with Greg and Jordan before Duvall got here today. Mm. And then we said, you know what, everybody? How long do you think it's going to take for Duvall to say something about my shirt?
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled the sleeves out nice and extra bushy.
Yeah.
Didn't need to,
apparently. And when he walked in, he looked at my shirt sleeves, like within
29 seconds.
Moments.
We literally did a stopwatch. Yeah.
I hugged you first.
29 seconds later, after he saw me.
Yep.
Hey, man, why is your shirt wearing a shirt? So that's what kind of table
it was fantastic.
We're playing on today. That's fine. You know, we're that's how we do.
Yeah.
Well, this is how we do.
Well, we have a slight announcement. We have a new tool at the table today.
You
tell us more.
We have switched over to Foundry Virtual Tabletop.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I've acquired a Foundry license. We have integrated the Outlaws of Alkenstar pre-made campaign into that. And we're going to start using it today. So you might hear some oohs and ahs, but hopefully a more immersive experience for our players is all of the lighting and effects and scenery effects and everything become a part of the story. So a little season 3 change for everybody.
So everything we've been doing on Roll20 previously will now be done on Foundry.
That's right. And Roll20 is great. And we've been using it as sort of a virtual version of a mat that you would lay down on a table instead of having to 3D draw. But it requires a significant amount of setup on the part of the game master, unless you're using a pre-built module. Well, Roll20, they never built Outlaws of Alkenstar. And so born of necessity, I have switched to Foundry.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. That's the reason. And that's literally the only reason. But with that comes a lot of really cool pre-built stuff that some nerds have sunk a great portion of their life into for us.
Yay, nerds.
Yay, nerds.
Yay for nerds. And we have no idea how to use it, so we're going to learn.
Yeah.
Well, you got to.
And we're going to edit all that out. It's going to sound amazing. Just listen. Sound
like professionals.
Keep listening, and you'll see.
What are you editing out? That was all gold.
I'm editing out everything.
Gold!
We're not a Foundry Virtual Tabletop Actual Play podcast, although now we kind of are. Well, try again. We're not a Duval Fashion Advice podcast.
Don't you wish, though?
I kind of do.
Don't you wish your sleeves were short like mine?
Don't you? Oh, we can't do that without a beat to go along with it. Do you have the like karaoke version of that song that we can bust out?
That'd be awesome.
It would take me too long to find.
Well, through the magic of a radio editing.
Don't you wish your sleeves were short like mine?
Don't you?
Yep. Oh.
That's great.
I'm just feeling like maybe we gotta do that whole thing.
Oh, man.
That has to go with a video, though. Yeah. Music video to go with that. And dance moves. Clean lines, y'all.
Clean lines. Well, when last we left the Shumfollow 5, they had recently raided the Vault of Secrets, a Shield Marshal stronghold of knowledge.
Yeah.
They successfully defeated one corrupt Shield Marshal and four newcomers, some hobgoblins.
Mm-hmm.
They were all wearing the same uniform, but we don't know who they are. And that was where it ended. You guys were heading back to somewhere. You know that the three pieces of information that you got, I'll briefly summarize those. You received four invitations out of one of these desks that you raided for an art gala that is tomorrow night. And the location of the art gala is the suite or studio apartment or whatever you want, kind of like the condo of one Christia Tombend. Her condo is located an address in the capital district of Alkenstar, an area that you guys haven't been to yet.
Big money.
Famous for its huge skyscrapers, large buildings, and open spaces. The buildings are not all crammed in.
Are they wide open
spaces? Wide open spaces.
Just checking.
Wide there we open go. Spaces.
No one else is going to do it.
I thought Brittany was going to take that one.
I don't get paid enough for that.
Wide open spaces. New faces.
That's
I never knew the second line of that song.
It's like you know.
But Duval did.
Because
on the block, man, we kill some Dixie chicks, baby.
Holler.
All day.
The second piece of information that you were able to uncover was about a public hanging.
Right.
A man by the name of Rangiel Foruza is being hung at noon in 2 days. So you're going to have to recover from your art gala and then stop a hanging, maybe, or just watch him hang. It's kind of up to you. You're the Shumfollow 5.
That we are.
And then the third lead was a person by the name of Dash, who is a known associate of this Rangel Foruza.
And a cattle rancher.
And a cattle rancher, but no location, contact information.
And we know Lovelace has been searching for Dash.
All three of them.
Right.
All three of these people are involved with Lovelace in some way. We don't know what way. Mm-hmm. How are they linked to her? It just, all of these were very crucial pieces of information you discovered that were related to Pyronite in some way.
Yes.
And there we go. So
okay. Before we start pursuing these leads, I have a question.
Yes.
And it's a very, very simple question that everyone should know the answer to, and I'm super confused and don't know the answer.
So this is a lot of buildup.
Super buildup for not that cool of a question. Muglin got away.
Okay. Why we have what to talk about that again. What are you
doing? I didn't.
Yes, he did.
But he
hey,
had.
Hey, Jordan.
No.
Did
no.
you know that Muglin got away?
Man.
That's a t-shirt.
And barely even has a wound. To heal
no,
from.
He was down on hit points. Anyway, he had the Pyronite formula. Sure. Lovelace. Okay, so he is trying to sell the Pyronite formula to make money, and he's selling it to someone from Nex and someone from Geb.
Yes.
Lovelace has the money?
So
where's what is this? Like, I'm confused. Like, what's the money from? Does she have the money from Nex and Geb that she's giving to Mugland? And is she the middleman, like, trading or something? How does this work?
You're asking if she received the payment from Nex and Geb?
I'm saying what? I don't understand how the formula is getting to Nex and Geb. Oh, so nobody knows. I'm not the only one.
Well, then I didn't.
I feel
like, the explanation, our characters would know the answer to this question.
Yeah, and maybe because my accent work is so good that you guys were just all captivated by all of my voice work.
It's mostly your dreamy eyes.
Yeah, maybe it got lost. But so I can explain that.
Yeah.
As the master of this game.
Wow. Here's my deal. Because if Mugland was killed, then I'm like, he's not even a player in this anymore. So that means, because he's supposed to have died at the end of book two. Surprise, surprise. But he's...
What happened?
But then Jordan, what happened?
Oh my gosh. Greg, let him go.
So, let him go. Although, in hindsight, I really wish I would have cast Agitate on him.
You know what? In hindsight...
That would have been great.
This is the second boss that you did not stick both of your daggers straight into their lungs before something bad happened.
That's true. Let's see if I can go 3 for 3.
I think you can. I believe in you.
But if Muglin wasn't around, it's only Lovelace. Muglin's not even part of the picture.
So here's the dilly-dilly.
What's the dilly-dilly?
Huzzah. Muglin and Lovelace are partners.
Yeah.
That's known, yes. During the conversation with Sabora Sharkosa, she explained or would have explained that Muglin was left as collateral because he had unpaid debts in the total of 500 gold pieces. What those unpaid debts were for were all of the work that he hired them to do, capture and kidnap Olam and Kosawana, because, and we're going all the way back in time to the beginning of season 2 here, there was an explosion, the likes of which could only be produced by Pyronite, which led the Gilded Gunners, really Muglin and the Gilded Gunners, to Kosawana's workshop.
Yep.
You guys showed up there 2 days later to investigate it and saw that it had already been ransacked by the Gilded Gunners, right? And then you get waylaid by three of them in the street.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we began season 2.
That's part of how Muglin was in debt to the Gilded Gunners.
Exactly. Uh-huh. And so through the course of working with the Gilded Gunners, he needed to create a Pyronite sample, which is what he had them collect the ingredients for, which they had to pay for. Because Muglin was broke.
Racking up more debt.
So he was racking up more debt. And the whole time hiring them to try to track you guys down. Meanwhile, y'all have yeeted yourselves off into the middle of the desert where Kosawana is. But only person who knew where Kosawana ended up was you guys. You were the only ones who translated that piece of paper from inside the clock with the 13 ordinals. So, enter Lucky, the saboteur from on board the Second Kiss, right? And Lucky's mission was to try to find out what y'all know and then dispose of you.
Yep.
Once he found out, oh, hey, we're leaving to go to these coordinates, he was supposed to...
Sabotage or kill
the Shumfall of Five, and then get back to Muglin and report that. However, there was a toe involved.
There was. A large, hairy toe.
Yep.
A Vargy toe.
Do you guys need a moment? Take your moment. I'm trying to do some exposition.
And he puts this WKRP in Cincinnati music on. It's in the perfect background. It's so good. It's so good.
It's
We all got the giggles. We got the gigglies tonight.
That's so good.
I love it.
Go for it. I'm so, I had to hold it together.
I know, but you couldn't.
Because every time you pause, we were doing well. Every time you pause it to do, like right on.
I was feeling the music.
Oh my! You I
broke
was too.
Keep going.
You broke.
Keep going.
You broke. I'm a professional here.
You know what? I'm going home.
We're home. So does Muglet or
so there's
does,
a toe.
There's a toe.
Does Loveless think we're still dead?
Well, we're not.
No, not anymore.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
So.
And you guys weren't dead.
Loveless in on the selling to Nex and Geb.
Right. So here's we get through all that finding Kosuan, all the deep lore of this situation. And Loveless was out acting as Muglin's agent, doing the things that he couldn't do because Sharkosa said, I've had enough of this. Right. You've racked up 500 gold. You're staying here until your debt is paid, with the hope that Loveless, Muglin's partner, would return with money. Where does the money come from? The agents of Nex and Geb that are supposedly buying Pyronite.
Got it.
Okay. So Loveless just left Muglin with Sharkosa.
Said, I'll be back with some money.
As far as you know.
That's right. I remember that.
So she effectively... So really, we need to continue to view Loveless and Muglin like we did at the beginning, which is they are partners. I started to view them separately.
Okay.
And so, no, they're partners. Okay, so she is trying to get him out of his debt, and she is selling the formula that they have, even though it's not true Pyronite, selling it to Nex and Geb, and she's already collected, supposedly already collected the money to bring it back to buy out Muglin, but now he ran.
Which is also now not required because you guys have settled Muglin's debt.
And he's free somewhere.
And he's out there somewhere.
Yeah.
I had a steep discount, too.
I had in my mind that he was waiting for a train to come. Is that wrong?
That was perfect time for that music.
It so was. It so was.
I know nothing about a train.
There are no trains in this adventure path.
Yet.
Okay, so now it makes more sense.
That you know of.
That...
Do you have a train soundtrack we can play?
Essentially, Loveless has already received the money for the sale. She just hasn't delivered the goods, is what it appears. Unless Muglin somehow got the formula to her.
She's not stuff.
Which means we can still stop Nex and Geb from obtaining Pyronite.
Or this smaller formula.
So now that's where Triada Rasia comes into play, where she says, listen, it's a little bit too close to this getting out.
Right.
Either you... cap it off, find who these two agents are.
Or she's giving it to everybody.
A necromancer from Geb by the name of Parsis, a wizard from Nex by the name of Ibrium. Find out what they know and shut them down and really put a cap on Pyronite forever, or I'm giving it to everyone so that, you know, like syndrome.
So we have four people.
If everyone is super, then no one will be.
We have four people to take out then.
What are their names?
Loveless.
Yep.
Muglin.
Yep.
Ibrium, and Parsis.
Sounds like a book three final boss battle to me.
All in the same room.
Four v four.
Ooh, 4v4. We'll take them on.
Fatal four way match for the title of most outlawy of Alkenstari.
Bring your own folding chair.
I mean, the stakes are high because this is essentially like them having nuclear weapons, and they're going to go to war.
Yeah.
With Alkenstar in the middle.
And there's no magic required to use Pyronite.
Right.
And so if you need to cross an anti-magic zone and launch a war against your opponent...
This is what you want.
Yeah. So you're leaving the Vault of Secrets where you have three leads for the next phase of, you know, what's going on. You don't know where Parsis and Ibrium are. You don't know where Loveless is. You don't know where Mugland is or what all their involvement is.
I kind of feel like we need to do some investigating to find Dash first, since we have a day until the gala. Okay.
Do we know anything about Wrangle?
Not yet.
And so he's going to be hung.
I wonder, that's the one that's going to be hung?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Dash is his friend?
Yes.
Okay. So I wonder if we should go talk to Phoebe.
You can go to Phoebe and relay all this info to her.
She also might have some information. Like, yeah. I'm down to 28 but points, by the way, so I'm hoping that I heal.
We have enough time to go to Bullet and Barrel and then go to the gala.
Yeah, the gala is tomorrow night. So you essentially have a day of downtime that you can do whatever downtime activity you want. Another downtime episode.
Hey!
Brought to you by me.
Brought to you by
the wind.
San Diego.
And only this time.
Brought to you by the wind instruments on this song.
Sunny San Diego.
Only this time, Jordan.
Yeah.
Varg's going to earn some income whether you like
it or
not.
I'm excited for him to do it.
Okay, good.
He's got some crafting to do.
So what would you guys like to do? You're going back to the Bullet and Barrel. Do you want to go into downtime?
Then? Yeah, because we, okay. I think we should go back, talk to Phoebe. Then we need to rest or do downtime activities and rest and prepare.
Okay.
Because Kal-El's down. Darnayru's down.
Well, let's start with the healing. Can you hit me with that heal music?
I can. Yeah.
Okay, we are back. We are full health and we are at the Bullet and Barrel Saloon. You guys know the deal?
Phoebe!
Darnayru!
We have some information for you.
Lay it on me, sis.
Sis?
Mister? Just give me the goods.
We have found out that there are three potential people connected to Lovelace as we went through her office. We found out that we need to go to a gala tomorrow.
Is that right?
At someone named Christia Tombend. Does this name mean anything to you?
Christia Tombend. Her name sounds familiar. I think that she's some sort of high society lady. Throws a lot of these fundraisers and such around town.
We found some invitations to her private event, and we are definitely going to be there.
Interesting. Okay.
The other person is someone who is set to be hanged in two days' time at noon. His name is Rangiel Feruza, a river merchant.
Sorry, that name does not ring a bell, but there are a lot of river merchants. The main way to travel between here and Martell is on the river.
Does the name Dash mean anything to you?
It sure doesn't. I feel like I'm giving you nothing, but you need a lot.
Do you know of anyone who could point us in the direction of this river merchant we need to find?
You may be able to talk to a few of the shopkeeps around, something along those lines. Maybe they've heard of him. Or you could check out the Screw, which is where the boats travel from the upper falls to the lower falls.
He is set to be hanged, and he's captured by the marshal. So where
public.
It's a public hanging, so where do they keep their prisoners?
Well, they could keep them in a lot of different places around town, any of their lockups, but if they're doing the public hanging, they're doing it on the old bridge. At mention of that, you would recognize the old bridge is the second of two bridges that separate the smoke side from the sky side to the south. Across the bridge is the Auburn District, which was where the Temple of Bri and the Asynchronous Archives are. So you've probably crossed this bridge before when you left the Bullet and Barrel, which is right in the Ferris Quarter, right in the middle of the city practically.
Just north of it.
You go across the bridge to the south of the Auburn District, and that old bridge there is the spot where the Shield Marshals like to do their public hangings.
This is actually right next to the big wall we went into to find Lysirius, right? Or Lysirium area?
No, that was the Hell Fallen Cliffs, which is...
Oh, that's okay.
Way up on the other side of town.
Never mind.
The Screw, which is in the middle of the city right next to the falls, it kind of is like the locks. Think of the Ballard Locks, you know, how we have those in Seattle, or the Panama Canal. I mean, it's the same type of thing where you're using a mechanism to travel up and down the length of a waterway. That's what the Screw is.
Okay. So this is where
giant Archimedes screw for boats.
This is where the public hangings will happen, but where is the closest lockup?
Honestly, that I could tell you, or maybe not, but that's not necessarily where they're keeping them. You could spend the day hunting for the fella, but absolutely. I encourage you to do so if that's what you'd like to do. I don't know where they keep all the prisoners waiting to be hung. Sorry, I just ran in a bar.
Okay.
You need to do some successful investigation checks.
That's true. Another question for me. Maybe everyone else has more questions. But where are the closest ranches where they keep cattle? Is there anywhere? Is it outside of the city or is it somewhere inside the city?
Well, there's ranching all over the place. Who are you looking for? Is this the Dash person?
This is the Dash person.
A cattle rustler is somebody who would travel between ranches with cattle.
Okay, so it's not,
rustling. Don't look at me like that, Kairos. I knew I'm talking the boot.
No. The cattle, not boots.
Yeah.
Well, what else do you guys want to, do you have any other questions?
Yeah, what do they normally do public hangings for? What crimes are we talking about?
Well, as you know, the Shield Marshals, the corrupt ones anyway, they'll bring people up on whatever they want to silence them. And then hang them in public to make a show of it.
That's so anything is a
could be nothing.
Result in a hanging.
Could be witness to something that Angelique Lovelace didn't want him to see.
Or maybe this is someone they use to run stuff and they're just tying a loose end or something.
Dara Nairu might be onto something. Or it could be someone who's legitimately a murderer who needs to be hung in public.
If Lovelace is behind it, I highly doubt that.
I'm inclined to agree. Not just because I'm agreeable.
Okay. Do you have a glass of milk? If I'm right, I want 2 hero points, by the way, about the river merchant being a runner or something. Okay.
What about the thugs with the shield marshal?
What do you mean, thugs with the shield marshal?
The broken heart people?
What did they look like?
They were hobgoblins, and they were wearing all of the same stuff that I definitely saw as Dar Nairu and cannot remember what they were wearing.
That's great. I don't think the GM described it to you, but you recall what they were wearing. You described that to Phoebe, and she says, that sounds a lot like the Leadsmiths.
The Leadsmiths.
Oh, Leadsmiths.
So that, there is another gang.
That's a gang that the people of high society like to use because they've got quite a handle on being discreet.
Is it possible that Christia Tombend would use the Leadsmiths for any reason?
If there was someone who could, it would probably be her, because they don't come cheap.
It seemed like, though, that these Leadsmiths were actually trying to break into Lovelace's vault. Like they may have been in opposition to her.
With a corrupt shield marshal?
Yeah, but they were, following the shield marshal.
Well, then why were they standing outside the door asking,
unless the shield marshal is a turncoat?
It's got to be number 14. This has got to be the one.
Yeah.
He's not a turncoat.
Maybe double agent?
He wouldn't have shot at me.
Double agent?
Just kidding.
You shouldn't Everyone have cooked all their face holes off before asking
questions.
Oh, I'm
sorry. You want us to kill guys or capture them? Huh? We're never letting a muggling situation happen again.
Good.
We're killing everyone.
Maybe kill bosses.
We're always wrong, Greg.
You can
kill Phoebe. It's your turn.
You can keep henchmen alive for questions. No?
Bring Rietta here. She's done for. Time for a new mayor.
Rietta Tricia? No, her name's Trietta Ricia.
Oh, I had to call her something different every time,
okay,
I think.
I know.
Okay, so...
Teresa Sia.
Leadsmiths, the gang the high society uses, maybe Christia Tombend would. She's a wealthy person, but she met with Lovelace regularly. So
yeah, and we're
going to
find out more, I feel like, at the gala. Gala? Can I say gala? Gala?
Yeah.
Tomato, tomato.
It's gala.
It's French. I wonder if we should find information about Wrangle, maybe in the farm area? Like, if he's a rancher.
No, Dash is the rancher, right?
Oh, sorry,
Rangio.
Dash
is a ranch hand.
But
a cattle rustler.
And he's their friends, right?
Yeah.
So
they're known,
known associates, yeah.
Do we know why that information was in her office in the first place?
These are just the leads that we uncovered as they're connected to Lovelace somehow. So we need to get information on them if we can.
Okay. We have 1 day before the gala. 2 days. Gala. 2 days before Rangel's hanging. Dash is kind of a question mark why we should or should not even look for him. I kind of lean towards finding Dash first.
You just know that Lovelace is looking for him.
And that would give us some time to go after Rangel.
Before we leave here and run around and investigate anything, I wonder if we should talk to people in the bullet and barrel and see if anybody knows anything.
Sure.
So what is it called? Is that called investigation?
Yeah.
Before you start that, Phoebe says, are you going to go to the art gala dress like that?
No. I was actually wanting to spend my downtime creating... I was thinking if create forgery was the category to put under, but to create disguises, real ones, not like the hat of disguise, but like real things to make us look right and fit in with wealthy people.
Okay. Like Scott's shirt.
Outfits.
Like Scott's undershirt.
You got any turtle suits? Turtle. Am I not turtly enough for the turtle club?
And I also feel like Varg should take a bath before we go.
That was uncalled for. I think I smell nice.
I agree. You smell wonderful.
I think we go after Dash first.
There are options.
If we have 1 day to spend on doing something that we're not doing to prepare us for the gala, then we should be looking for Dash.
We got a lot of options on the table here. Who's doing what? Let's go around the room, starting with Varg.
I'm going to get to work.
Yeah? Varg's going to earn some cash all in the
downtime?
I want
to earn some gold because I need to save up for a new rune.
What does Luton want to do?
Luton would like to ask questions inside the bulletin barrel.
So you're going to do some investigation?
Yeah. Some listening in, some casual conversation.
Okay. And which topic of these are you looking to?
Dash.
Okay. What's Darnayru going to do?
Can Luton do anything cool with, like, listening to the river because there's a river merchant in conversation who's about to get hung?
Shouldn't take that feat.
She didn't take river speak?
River listen?
Literally. River listen? I wish I had river listen.
There's literally a druid, like, is it really? Skill feat that allows you to commune with the water.
Which seems like I should have that.
Can we ask Ustrasila for help?
Right.
Yeah. You want to run all the way out to the gunworks and come back?
No, I just want to stick my head in the river and shout.
What does Darnayru want to do?
Darnayru is going
instead
to...
Instead of telling Luton what to do, what is Darnayru going to do?
I just thought it was a cool idea.
No, he
a
had
cool
a good...
Darnayru is going to create real disguises to blend in with the wealthy for everyone in the party.
That's a great idea.
Kairos?
Fashion.
I'm going to do the same thing that Luton is doing, but I'm going to focus on Rangel for Zizla.
Okay, very good. So let's start with Kairos and Luton. You guys can do an Alkenstar lore check, a society check, or a diplomacy check to discover information about your prospective topics. I'll let you choose and roll whenever you're ready.
I'll be rolling diplomacy check, please.
Yeah, I want that diplomacy life.
Okay.
Diplomacy, diplomacy.
Luton, what'd you get?
I got 31.
Dang.
31.
Bang, bang, pow, pow.
That's right. Really good.
I have 26, and I'm an expert, so I get like plus 3.
Nuts. That's all made up. What you just said. I love you.
I don't get a plus 3?
No.
Okay.
What are you talking about? Luton with a 31 on diplomacy, you use some of your tiny fairy charm to discuss with the locals, and you do find out that Dash is a cattle rustler who has been known to move more than just cattle for the right price.
Got it.
As far as their whereabouts, you're unsure, or no one that you talk to knows where they are.
Sounds like
Greg. Or how to get in touch with her.
Sounds like Greg's getting 2 hero points here soon.
What did you say? You made up something about getting 2 hero points?
If they're literally mules.
If you're vague, if she moves mules, she doesn't move mules.
No, I said if they are a mule, someone who moves contraband or moves stuff.
Oh, like a... Like
so
a,
that
like
the
a,
reason...
Like a
Clint,
like
getting,
a Clint Eastwood.
Like a cocaine mule.
You know what? Yeah. Kairos gets a hero point.
Hey!
For sitting next to you.
Hey, do I really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. You never give me hero points.
And your check was successful. So you find out that Rangel is under suspicion of murder.
Whoa.
Oh.
And that is why he is being hung tomorrow at noon.
Of who?
Yeah, who?
You don't know. That information was not uncovered during your investigation.
Who are?
No, you
whether
are.
It exists or not.
Who do?
You do. Remind me of the base.
Is it a fake charge? Is it a real charge?
I think it's a fake charge.
That's why Rangel is being hung.
I think Dash will be able to give us some more info.
I would like to talk to the cattle.
The actual cattle?
Yes!
Just go outside and find some cattle?
Yeah, where's the cattle?
Cows!
Kumbos.
Let me talk at you! I love that.
Animal empathy with Dash's cattle.
Okay, well, you don't have Dash or a Dash or her cattle. I love you guys. This is great.
Hey, we're just playing a game.
Darnayru, would you roll me a deception check, please?
I would love to roll you a deception check. 16 plus 13.
29.
29.
From now until the end of the gala, any rolls that the group need to make in order to deceive or use diplomacy
are a 29.
Are a plus 1.
Ooh.
Because of your successful crafting.
I'm the best.
That was
sneaker.
The DC I set for that task was 29.
Are you serious?
So
I got lucky.
Whoa.
You
hit it exactly.
Dang.
You know what, Scott? Well, you're doing good today.
I'm trying. This is all on the up and up.
You want to know why we get plus 1? Because I like to take fashion risks with my outfits.
This is
make.
A known fact about Greg.
Actually,
not Darnayru.
I do wear dumb things, and I just because I like them.
No, not dumb.
No, they're not dumb to me.
I don't think they're dumb at all. Tight pants are the secret. You ready to make some money?
The secret to what?
Yeah,
secret
like to what?
Those sentences should not go together.
I'm not. That's it's open.
Secret.
He
tight
died.
Pants are the secret.
Greg
secret.
Died.
Want to make some money?
So a question for you.
Yeah.
Varg, Kinbiter. Does Varg, during this day, wish to accomplish a task that is even to his level or more difficult.
More difficult.
To try to earn more money.
More difficult.
And how much more difficult?
Like
incredibly. On a hard, very hard, or incredibly hard scale.
Very hard.
Very hard. Okay.
And here's the thing. I want to do something along the lines of working on constructs or repairing clockworks because Sadako, my winder's ring, gives me a plus one bonus.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, yeah. That's genius.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I want to go to a shop and see if I can earn some extra coin.
Well, this is going to be a two-parter then. I need you to roll a diplomacy check to try to find a shop willing to hire you for day work.
Can I help him find a shop?
No, you're investigating who Dash is at the moment.
You have your magnifying glass out.
Just looking around town with it.
Got my tinfoil hat on.
How big is her magnifying glass, too? She's like, no, it's a regular size magnifying glass.
She's just dragging it around town.
She's holding it out like a photographer's assistant that's trying to get sun on the
diffuser.
A diffuser. Oh, that's a clue. Awesome. Diplomacy, Varg.
I rolled a 24.
24. Hey, that's a success. You are able to find a merchant wishing to hire a clockwork repairman for the day.
Woo!
The DC for a very hard is 29.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, boy. Oh, okay, we can do this.
You are master
crafting. My
crafting
is plus 18.
Before you roll, I want to give everybody what the stakes are.
Sure.
All right. If you hit this and you succeed, you get 15 gold pieces.
Whoa!
Nice. Yeah. Mm. Earning income when you're a master actually pays out.
Finally!
Yes.
I was like, I'm not going to do any earn income. This is lame.
If you get a crit success, it's 28 gold pieces.
That's amazing.
Which I think only comes on a natty 20.
Well, I'm rolling at a plus 18 and then plus 1 with my winding ring.
Okay. So 29 is the mark. 39 would be a crit success. Doable. With a nat 20.
Are you rolling AI die?
Yeah.
Okay. Do it.
I failed. 26 total.
You earn 5 silver pieces.
Hey.
That's great.
Thanks for your time.
Welcome to McDonald's, man. Take your
day's wage.
The cost to replace all my tools that you broke throughout the day will be deducted from your pay, and this is what's left over. And the guy tosses 5 nickels at you.
Sorry, I must be having an off day.
I understand. Please feel free to never come back. All right, have a good day.
Dang.
Oh,
man.
20
you see
GP.
Varg sadly packing up his moving box.
Oh, no. Yeah. He puts his plant in his photo of Kal-El in a box, in one of those banker's boxes. That's hilarious. I've never been fired before.
He was only there for a day. How much stuff did you bring?
He unpacked. He set up a desk.
He's like putting a mailbox with his own name on it next to theirs.
Oh, gosh. Some useful information to give you a little more specifics about the two people that you're trying to track down, and a very helpful added bonus. And now you set your sights on the Capital District as the day turns to night, the next morning, the next evening comes. And it is time for the art gala.
Oh, so we don't have enough time to look at the building, like scout it a little bit before?
Yeah, you have enough time to do that.
That's just to look at, like, what's the outside look like? Do we see a bunch of people?
Let's do perception checks around the table, please.
What do we think Dash is moving besides cattle?
Blood diamonds.
Good question. Definitely not blood diamonds.
Weapons.
Just checking.
Weapons.
I only rolled a 21.
Okay.
27.
19.
34.
All right, 27 and 34. 34 is a critical success.
Yes.
You guys scout around Christia Tomben's apartment complex, and it is a 20-story building.
Whoa.
Holy cow.
Or what we would consider a 20-story building, but that's how tall it is. A couple hundred feet tall. This massive skyscraper. And it's not alone. The Capital District is home to the highest of society of Alkenstar. With all the technology that's available, it makes the smoke side, especially like the Steamhaven District, and the Ferris Quarter, where you guys are used to operating, look very stark differences. The east side of the river is where all the high society people live and stay.
So this is nicer than Skyside, even.
This is in Skyside, because it's two sides. Oh,
okay.
Skyside.
Okay, yeah.
This is North Skyside, and it's the nicest area in the entire city, the Capital District.
Hmm.
It's the
like
east side.
Like a teeny tiny version of Pen M from the Hunger Games, all packed into one city. And this is the capital.
Sweet.
As you scout around the building, you notice there are doormen at the building, and they look exactly like the leadsmiths that you recently dealt with in the bottom of that vault.
Brittany was totally right then.
She totally was. Hero point.
Yay.
Whoa.
Nice.
Don't worry, you'll probably get one.
He's not going to get one.
There is a lobby to this building and an elevator, and your invitation is for the 10th floor, Tom Ben's suite. Do you change into your disguises?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, all of you change into your disguises. Maybe even activate the disguise hat to make you look a little bit more affluent. Varg gets a monocle.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So fancy.
But it's got a color shade to it, so it's not just clear.
But it's like a cartoon, yeah. So it's all the way at the end of his nose. Right. And it just magically stays there.
But it's also Luton's magnifying glass. She's been
Yeah.
Here, use this.
Oh, that's great.
You can enter the building. You can continue to hang out. Kind of what do you wish to do at this point?
Since we scouted around, I'm ready to go in.
Yeah.
What time is the gala?
It's time. It starts
it's
now.
It's starting and yep. Are people mostly inside?
You do see guests arriving, what you assume to be guests. They go up to the two guards and they are flashing their invitation.
Are the guards
being led in the building? Good day,
checking.
Ha! Hi-ho!
Are they checking?
Are the guards checking invitations, like, carefully, like, on a list? Are there...
Nope, they're verifying the invitations.
Okay, so they're just seeing that you have an invitation, and then
yes.
You can get in. Okay.
You also notice that anyone bringing in large weapons is being asked to check them before going up the building.
Oh...
Yes,
what about
Varg? You are a large weapon. You must check Varg in this coat check.
Varg raises his hand.
I would like to conceal my dueling pistol.
Okay.
It is concealable.
Oh, you see that people are able to wear and retain smaller weapons. Dueling pistols are allowed.
Okay.
But
Kinflincer has to be checked?
No, yeah, nothing like a Giselle is allowed. Large melee weapons, 200 melee weapons, Kinflincer.
Okay.
You also notice they're not letting animal companions in the building. And so Kal-El, in his current state, would not be allowed in the building.
It's a trap.
Can I shrink him down to a tiny size?
Do you have the ability to do that?
No.
Boo.
You have to have a long conversation with him. Let him know it's okay.
Where can I have him wait that he could get in easily if needed? Is there like a terrace?
Yeah,
somewhere
there's a terrace
with a window
on every floor.
I could like have him jump to and wait.
It's 10 stories up.
It is 10 stories up. There is a terrace on every floor.
You seen how big he is?
That's true.
Times
he
that
land
by
on
how
his feet.
High a regular cat can jump. He can scale that building in a single bound.
If you fall, you only take half the distance that you fall as damage, so you wouldn't kill him. You only take 50 HP.
He's
going to
jump off of a different building and land on the terrace of the 10th floor.
Other people's animal companions are... There are other animal companions that are just, like, sitting outside.
You see clockwork companions. You see...
They're just, like, parked, like, strollers.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
An animal companion parking lot.
Yeah. They're parked like strollers outside the rides at Disneyland.
Disneyland, yeah.
Oh, that's nightmarish. That don't...
So, what do you guys think? Should I leave him outside the door or try to get him to wait on, like, a balcony?
I mean, I don't want to cause alarm with anything we do, so it needs to be kind of sneaky what we do. If we get in danger, is there a way to communicate with him so he just comes a-barreling or running?
Yes,
can communicate
I can command
with him. Telepathically, pretty much from anywhere.
Okay, so then...
He just would take just a second to get up there if we were in danger.
Up an elevator?
Oh, he doesn't have opposable thumbs.
Hey. Wait, we're on the 10th floor?
We're going to be. You're outside and on the sidewalk.
I would have to leave him on the ground floor.
Yes.
And go up the elevator.
Yes.
Because they're not letting him in the building.
Unless this building is... Going against OSHA, it has to have stairs.
Wow.
Sorry, but the Washington State Health Agency or whatever it is does not exist.
Mm-hmm.
There are no stairs. There is only the lift.
Okay.
I know.
All right.
It's frustrating, isn't it, when I say things?
Darnayru has a war razor, and he always has had one in his bag, and so what I'm going to do is conceal that to my wrist and
your
my sleeve.
Flisses are allowed.
I think we should strap Kinflincer to Kal-El's back.
Okay.
And have him jump up the terraces to the 10th floor and wait out of sight.
That is amazing. That's, hero point.
I was literally thinking about, can I strap Kinflinser to his saddle?
But you didn't say it. So hero point.
I'm not asking for a hero point, but no, I just not, like no.
It's you know, a really great idea.
I'm not responding to you asking for it. I'm saying she should have one.
Okay.
Will you allow me to
do that? I need someone to make a thievery check to tie a kin... You know what? Actually,
who
is going to make the thievery check and what's your bonus?
Oh.
It would only make sense that I do a thievery check, right? If it's unless someone's better at thievery than
I'm
me.
I'm terrible
I'll
at thievery.
Let you metagame who the best person is at thievery, but I'm not going to let you roll it. I'm rolling this one.
Oh, you can roll it. It's a plus 16.
Natty 20.
No. Are you serious? Oh.
Okay. I have rolled a secret check to determine how successful you are.
We're in season 3, baby.
Let's go, Greg.
Well, I got to leave a little bit of mystery.
It's going to be funny if it falls off as Kalil's climbing.
No! Ting, ting, ting.
It kills all the other animals.
So
lined up.
You give one last command to Kalil
to
climb the building and wait at the 10th floor.
Yes.
And you use a laser pointer and you shine it up on the... And he
like a raptor.
Yeah.
Locks in on it. I'm going to need to know what Kal-El's athletics bonus is.
Oh my goodness, this is great.
40, isn't it?
It's pretty high.
40.
He is plus 15.
And what's his stealth bonus?
Plus 17.
Dang!
Plus 1, right?
He's a battle cat.
What's the plus 1 from?
My deception won't count for that.
Yeah, Kal-El's not wearing a disguise, unfortunately.
No.
Okay.
It's just like
a
giraffe.
Very good. Thank you.
Oh boy.
We'll see.
This is awesome.
If this works, though.
So he scampers off and goes around the back side of the building where you guys can't see, but it's easier for him to climb up there. Jeez. How long do you wait before you go in the building?
I think by the time we get up to the 10th floor, he should be up there.
Okay. So you enter the you go to enter the building?
Right. Are we ready to go in?
Oh, we're ready. And I'm holding my ticket like when Wayne's World. When they go backstage with the backstage passes, just holding it up in front of his head. That's I'm holding my ticket.
Does my tiny staff count? I don't have to check that, right?
None
you
of
go to the two. Toothpick. You go to the two. it's very small. You go to the two door guards, and they check your invitations.
Oh God!
The invitations check out, and they say, "Welcome. Tom Ben's suite is on the 10th floor. Only go to the 10th floor." That is where you are invited. Please enjoy yourselves. But first, I will need to see that bow, sir. You can't bring that in here.
No.
Oh, yes. This isn't a bow, actually. It's a walking cane that's held my weight for so long it's bent
and
to
is
look like a bow.
Held together with a bowstring.
Ah, my grandfather's bowstring. Knitted, In the hills of Meganbaya. Look at this craftsmanship.
Well, that looks like something I could have got at the general store here in Alkenstar, but go ahead.
Shouldn't you just
roll a deception check.
Nice.
Is that cracked?
No.
Is that cracked? That should be, that's your tagline.
If there is that
crack? Is that crack?
Y'all playing more than crack day?
23
total?
On deception, yeah.
Yeah, nice try, buddy. Check it, check it, or get lost.
Surely, I'll check it.
Thank you, and don't call me Shirley.
Oh, we need Clarence.
But you have such rosy cheeks.
Anyway.
Oh, man.
Rin is dying on me.
My cheeks hurt.
You Do you guys have any other weapons?
Not that I know of.
You're a caster, baby.
Yeah.
Not that I know of.
You all pile into the elevator.
Is it monitored, or are we the only ones in here?
Before the doors shut, another person climbs into the elevator car with
you. Who's
Stab
this?
Him.
Drag her body and put him in the corner.
He looks like another art patron, dressed very fancily.
Oh,
you can see him there in his nice, fancy ascot and coat.
Yes. Saying to only go to the 10th floor makes me want to go to every other floor
in
this building.
Don't go to the... Yeah.
Let's do that.
It is a private residence building. That's the reason you are given.
Okay. So we can't stop on the other floors? Is that what you're saying?
Well...
They're saying you're not welcome on the other
floors.
Maybe later. Okay.
I probably can zoom in on this guy.
I know that guy.
Look at this. I can look at the icon.
He looks like Robert Van Winkle, also known as Vanilla Ice.
Vesper's real name?
Robert Van Winkle.
No.
No, it is.
That's terrible.
So this guest that joins you in the elevator car introduces himself. Hello there. I am Lord Irvine.
Oh, God.
How do all of you know Christia?
I'm writing
Lord. Oh, Christia and I went to a grade school together.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes.
Whereabouts?
You know, a little bit here, a little bit there. Mostly walking around the mountains of Magambaya, you know.
Christia Tomben went to the Magambaya Elementary School?
Only for a few days. It was a long story, so I'm here to see her.
Just when you think you're getting to know someone.
I know.
Roll a deception check.
I gotta stop doing that.
Yes. You can't help yourself. You're just lying through your teeth.
So,
I rolled... add plus one from Darn Iru's.
That's right.
Yeah.
I got 32.
32?
Yeah.
Yeah, Irvine, Lord Irvine, as he introduced himself, totally believes you.
Yeah, he's
fascinated by somebody who may have grown up with young Christia Tombend. What about the rest of you? I haven't seen a Kolo in these parts in years. Sir, how is it a fine gentleman such as yourself would come to know Ms. Tombend, one of the fighters art connoisseurs and all of Alkenstar.
Oh, Pip, good fellow.
Pip, indeed.
I'm an art collector. I'm here to see some of her finer pieces.
Remember, if you lie to me, I'm going to make you roll a deception check, so just keep that in the back of your mind.
Mm-hmm. Stop lying.
No.
I do not lie.
That could be true. Roll a society check.
Mm. Pip.
Pip.
What does that mean, UK listeners? What is the pip, dude?
28 total.
Please don't write in.
Just write in.
Ah, very good. Of course you are. It is only made apparent by your fancy monocle. I should have worn mine.
Yeah, don't you know? You should never leave the house without your monocle.
His voice is impeccable.
This is great.
I might have known. I knew I forgot something. And you, fine fellow, an Amarun. This far north, it is a pleasure to see you.
Oh, it is a pleasure
to
be seen.
How do you know Christia Tomben?
Well, not to be too frank, but I think she is just after my money.
Is that right?
I've been invited to many of these fundraisers in the past, but it seems like she would like me to rub some shoulders with some of her new and very wealthy friends of hers.
Ah, yes, she is quite wealthy and quite connected. Very good. Roll me a deception check, you lying son of a gun.
26.
Of course it makes sense. You're probably some sort of wealthy trader.
That I am. I've been all over the world trading.
Ah, wonderful. Perhaps, do you have some of your own art? I would love to see it, maybe after the show.
I do not trade art, though. I trade in gems and precious metals.
And you miss a fey creature. I don't believe I've ever seen one of you in this part of the world. Tell me, what brings you, someone so captivating, to Christia Tomben's suite to look at art?
I'm just here for the free food with my friends.
Fantastic. Nice. Not even going to roll a check for that.
Nice.
Ah, here we are, coming up to the 10th floor. Also, you notice during your time in the elevator, it is a very much a gear-driven clink, clank, clink, clank, clink, clank, clink, clank. This doesn't function like a normal elevator that we are all used to in the westernized world of the world, right?
Can I roll a perception check on this dude?
Yeah.
Because we didn't
determine if he's lying through his teeth.
Like, we didn't ask him anything.
Hey, there we go.
Yeah, we didn't ask
Look
him anything.
Look at Duval playing Pathfinder over here. I like it.
Whoa, that's my roll right there, that sound.
This is the elevator.
This is the elevator noise.
Is it still a plus one?
No, this is perception. You don't need to use your disguise to aid in your perception. No, it's good. I just want you to be clear.
It's a 31.
31.
Total.
Lord Irvine is exactly as he appears, a guest arriving to peruse art, and he's very social, very sociable person.
Okay.
The elevator stops on the 10th floor.
He can live.
The doors open. You see Lord Irvine get out, and he disappears.
Ooh.
Good day to you, sir.
Farewell.
Enjoy the festivities.
Stop by and have a drink with me. I'd love to find out where you got your monocle crafted.
Will do. Lens crafters of Alkenstar. Pip.
Telly boo boo. I don't know.
I think
he won. He won the pip off. Now, as you go in, I have some fresh Kronwitter. It's fresh.
It's fresh.
Hot and fresh. You ready?
Out the kitchen?
Crimson light from the setting sun filters into this large ballroom through dozens of ornate glass windows. A crystal chandelier hangs above the center of the space, ornamented with electrical wires that spark and jolt. The floor is decorated with a mosaic of guns, arranged in elaborate geometric patterns. Two dozen large sculptures crafted from steel and colored glass are arranged throughout the room, each with a small plaque at their base. The sculptures depict a mixture of the natural and the mechanical, blending the disparate elements together with sweeping lines and curves. On the east end of the ballroom, a large banquet table is covered with delicate food and drink. In addition to what you see in the background, which you can move your characters freely about as you'd like, you see I've highlighted four notable NPCs for you to interact with. But in addition to that, there are 100 people in this room.
Whoa. Woo. Okay.
And you immediately recognize about 30 of them as lead smiths.
So almost 30. A third of the people there are lead smiths.
Yes. Wow. Significant number of guards to keep this art from being pilfered. We are in Alkenstar, after all. In the kind of northwesternish area, you do see a finely dressed woman who seems to be entertaining a crowd, and you assume this to be Christia Tomben, although you haven't really met anyone yet. Standing next to her...
What is that? Who's this large feller?
Holy cow.
There's a large man.
Taking up a Pathfinder large 2x2 space.
Jeez.
It's a cyclops.
But a very discernible figure, finely dressed like a leadsmith, is a cyclops.
Wow.
He's 10 feet tall.
He's taller than Varg.
He's taller than Varg. Bigger than Varg.
Cooler than Varg.
And as you, as the four of you enter the room, his lone eye locks on all of you. And he bends over and whispers something into the woman's ear that he's standing next to.
Uh-oh.
She immediately pulls out a glass and then starts tapping on the side of it to get everyone's attention. Ding, 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 ding. Thank you, everyone, for attending this art gala. For those of you who do not know, I am Christia Tomben. I am your hostess of the evening. And by luck, our esteemed guests have just arrived. The art critics we were all promised to be introduced to this evening have just walked through and graced us with our presence. Bravo! And she starts kind of gently clapping the back of her hand, you know.
Darnayru bows.
Yeah.
And in my head, I'm like, oh, crap, oh, crap, oh, crap, oh, crap.
And when this happens, you guys are all sort of immediately surrounded. And then a circle of patrons appears around you, and you have no choice but to stay huddled together.
Oh, this is bad.
In this group setting.
I don't like this.
And
I love it.
While this happens, that Cyclops, he gets kind of a sly grin on his face, but otherwise keeps a very professional demeanor and stands at the back of the room.
He's her body man.
Oh, and when this happens, she does step to the center of the room. The last thing she does is ask if you would honor her by providing an artistic analysis for all of the gala's attendees, and then directs your attention to a large sculpture right in front of the table.
My favorite table.
Of food.
The table, yes. Of food.
When you see what this sculpture is a scintillating jellyfish made out of cubic blocks. Looks like something you might see in Minecraft. The crowd all falls silent and await your alliteration of this fine piece of artwork.
This is the moon jelly from the region east of the Arcadian Ocean. It's purple in color based on the plankton that it eats in its native habitat.
This is incredible.
They reproduce at a fast rate, and they're hard to catch. It's a chunky artistic expression of this moon jelly, but an attempt was made.
Yes, to add to my associates... A very detailed description of the item. I haven't seen a larger hunk of garbage since my grandchild brought back his clay sculpture from grade school. The artist, clearly a pretentious fellow, bit off more than he could chew.
May I offer another opinion? I can see what you're talking about there, my fellow critic. It has this very unsightly bit about it, and as I look at it, the feelings that I feel are utter love and joy. I hate it, and I love it.
I must have it.
Now. You are witnessing the enjoyment of art in its finest presentation. We can both agree and be grotesque at the same time.
I have no idea how to even have feelings right now. That was so incredible. First things first, before any rolls, you all get a hero point.
Yay! I'm glad I said something.
Secondly, I'm going to need deception rolls from all of you.
I knew there was a price.
Lutin's a deception roll. Kairos, you can do deception.
She would know, though. That's water thing.
I mean,
she would know.
I can use nature.
I think it's a nature roll.
I can use nature.
I'll let you use society or deception instead of just deception, since all that was BS and you know.
That made my eyes water.
Kairos can do society or deception, but Varg, it's deception.
Deception, okay.
And for Darnayru, it's deception.
It's complete BS. So you guys, definitely deception.
You guys are phenomenal. So, Kairos, what did you get?
25 total.
25. All right. Darnayru.
Natic 20, baby!
Yeah! Nice! Oh, my God. Lutin.
Natty 20. Yeah!
Let's go!
Oh, the critiques are so spicy! What did Varg get?
Natty 19.
Oh, my God! We were like this all the time.
What's the total with the 90-19?
32.
Oh my god. Dang. Wow.
Oh man.
I don't even. What am I doing? I don't even know what to do right now. Okay, well, here's the deal. For the rest of this event, you all get a +2.
Yeah.
In addition to the +1 from Darnayru's, because you all passed. Did you add his +1 on your check?
No, I got 26 then.
That's a pass. But because of the +1.
Boom.
It's DC 26. Varg and Kairos passed. Darnayru and Lutin critically succeeded, of course. So every character gets +2 circumstance bonus to either deception, diplomacy, intimidation, or society. And remember, as you're interacting with NPCs, they all typically start at an indifferent attitude towards you. So if you wish to improve opinions using diplomacy checks, remember the attitude track.
That's right.
It goes from indifferent to friendly to helpful. Okay. While you're giving your incredibly wonderful critiques, you do notice that two leadsmiths approach Christia Tombend and are attempting to shuffle her toward the elevator to remove her from the setting. What would you like to do politely? And she's going along with it.
Oh, so they're not like stuffing her in a
bag? No. Okay. They're not stuffing her in a bag of holding.
We just want to look at her, and Kairos looks over at the elevator and goes,
"Oh, Christia, please, come over. We wanted to learn more about this spread of food. Please, tell us."
I need you to make a diplomacy check with a +3.
Yeah.
From all these bonuses that you're getting right now.
Oh, it's not a +2?
No, it's a +2 circumstance and a +1 item bonus that you're currently stacking right now.
Oh.
21.
21 is a success. Christia didn't need a whole lot of prompting after that wonderful display. And she dismisses the leadsmiths with a wave of her hand. "I'm trying to have a lovely party. Go away from me, you brutes." And she comes over and says, yes, of course. "What is your name, sir? You fine critics. I absolutely adore that all of you are here."
"My name is Kevin Bacon."
Just keeps getting better. "Of course. The Bacon's from the Auburn district, right? Am I right?"
"That very same family of Bacon. The Crispies."
"Well, Crispies. I am incredibly happy to have all of your presence here. Please do make yourselves comfortable. And if you'd like, I can introduce you to some of our other guests." Without actually, it's a rhetorical question. She immediately starts calling over, Helene, please come on over. And you see the woman who's standing in the upper right corner of the ballroom, kind of wallflowering, moves over, makes her way to the group.
Mona Lisa.
Yeah, she's kind of look little Mona Lisa. She's very fancy dress, you know, definitely belongs, but has a much more like rigid appearance. Her posture is flawless. And as she walks up, she looks Varg up and down with a very particular, like, interest.
Ooh.
And says, "Hello, my name is Helene, and it is a pleasure to meet you all. And I must say, sir, you are quite a physical specimen, the likes of which I haven't seen in quite some time." And cut. That's only. That's we can only afford 6 seconds of Genuine for the podcast. That was all that we could afford.
So good.
And as Christia introduces you to Helene, she sort of wanders off and checks out other patrons and other things like that.
But she's not going back to the elevator?
No, she's not. She's staying at the party. And the last thing you notice is that the Cyclops, while you were giving your critique, somehow, despite being 10 feet tall, was able to slip out of your view.
And okay.
You do not...
We do not like it.
You that's do not what, like it, but you also you notice that he's not in the room anymore.
Helena, was it?
It's Helene. Helene Mordelais. Yes, nice to... Mordelais, with a D.
Mordelais.
Indeed.
Marmalade.
Helene, what can you tell me about that rather large fellow in the corner who was here earlier?
I've never seen him before in my life. But there is a lot of extra security here.
Quite. I'd imagine the pieces here are worth a handsome penny.
Oh, indeed, of course.
Or copper, I should say.
I suppose. Who gives a rip about all this material art? I prefer the natural. And she pumps her eyebrows at Varg.
Oh.
Oh, pip-pip to you too, my lady.
This is going to make me sick.
Forgive me, I may seem forward, but your form is impressive.
Oh, thank you.
It is clear you are muscular, that your body is chiseled.
I am quite bumpy, yes.
No finer form of artwork exists.
Oh, my dear lady.
Would you like to try to improve her attitude?
Yes.
Okay. Do you need to?
Remember, mechanically, that's why you guys are all here. As fun as this is, I know, there's fun. Also
got,
a point.
I got lost in the fun. Yeah. Okay.
Make an acrobatics or athletics check to impress Helene Mordelais.
And Varg will say, watch this. And
uh-oh. Don't set him up.
He'll drop to one hand.
Uh-oh, one hand.
Push-ups. 29 total.
29 total. Hi. I am truly impressed, sir. A physical form like this, well done. You are a piece of living art.
You haven't seen anything yet. And then Darnayru climbs on his back to make him do the same movement with me on his back.
Roll an acrobatics check.
22.
As you're climbing up onto Varg's back, you fall.
Oh, no. I did not say I was strong.
And land on your back. And she says...
A natty 3, as I rolled.
Most unimpressive.
Oh, no.
I wasn't trying to impress her. I wanted him to.
Well, you should have kept your mouth shut.
So does that successfully improve her?
She is now helpful in her... Or friendly. Friendly in her attitude towards you.
Helene, are there any other important people we should be talking to?
Doubtful, honestly. They're snobs. Every last one of them. Here to observe a lump of clay or a piece of glass. The truest form of art is the art of oneself, internal mastery, as you have no doubt perfected.
Helene, on the way here, we had quite the bad run-in with some ruffians with these broken heart badges.
Yes.
Have you heard of these fellows?
Broken heart badges.
Yes, broken heart badges. They looked like to be shield marshals, but not quite.
I've never had a bad run-in with a shield marshal in my life. To what do you mean,
sir?
Yes,
well, these ones. These ones were of a bad branch, you may say. A bad apple.
I'm surprised. There were some shield marshals we were expecting this evening, as a matter of fact. Dear Christia has donated an enormous amount of money so that the shield marshals may purchase firearms, enough to outfit an entire army, I've heard.
Oh.
Say that again? You said that Well, I forgot her name already.
Christia.
Christia donated enough money for the shield marshals to buy weapons.
That's indeed exactly what I said, Catman, who did not speak in character for some reason.
Because Greg was shocked.
Shockingly, yes. She has donated so much money to the shield marshals to purchase weapons that you would think she's trying to win a war.
What war would she be trying to win?
Great question, my friend. I have no idea. Alkenstar is as safe as ever.
Sure it is.
And look at how much security we have around here.
And how did she run into this type of security?
I'm assuming they're on her payroll. Anyway, I think I'm going to go and get some food. It was such a pleasure to meet all of you.
Before you go...
Oh, no, I would like to go.
I know. One more question.
Yes.
Rangel Perusa, have you heard of this?
I was trying to like bring up like a gossip. Like, yes, go ahead.
Have you heard of this knave? I hear he's being hanged. I haven't been to a good hanging in a long time. Such art.
My goodness. Sir, are you from Smokeside? A hanging? Oh, demonstrable. Excuse me. And she dismisses herself.
I don't like her.
You notice that there is a character in the lower left corner of the room there trying to get your attention.
Psst. Hey. Over here.
All right, Darnay will approach him.
Approach?
Mm-hmm. He's looking to try to get our attention. Walk straight over to him.
Yes, and you see this woman in a kind of in a top hat, and she's got blue hair, and she's dressed in clockwork finery.
Sorry, I went to the wrong guy.
It's okay.
Loon follows.
He's trying to.
Nice to meet you too.
Sorry, you are in my way. Can you please move?
Oh, hello there. Hello there, critics of artwork. It's a pleasure to meet you. My name is Powell Guthroy.
Nice to meet you, Powell.
Yes, I am an avid art enthusiast. And she winks at you and then opens up her trench coat, and you see that she's got several bottles of liqueur.
Ooh.
And she snaps it close and says, I find, though, that the only way to truly enjoy it is to imbibe some of the finer alchemical concoctions available in Alkenstar. And then you can hear the colors. You can smell the numbers. You can experience and feel the sounds of the space.
Why, you little devil!
You see, I believe that the art comes in many forms.
Would you like to... Yeah, were you going somewhere?
No, I was just...
I'm a hippopotamus. My round's a bottomless.
Yeah. No, I was moving characters.
Well, one
something.
Of these forms you could try and would like to slip you a bottle of this unknown mystery concoction to imbibe.
Hmm.
There's no way I'm drinking anything someone slips me. Do I know what
it
is, though?
Pretend.
Is there a way to identify it?
You could identify it with a crafting check.
Okay.
Just toss it to the side.
What's that?
Oh, water this is so the plant.
You dump it in the plant, and the plant grows into a monstrous murder vine. No.
What'd you say I was rolling?
Crafting
to identify what this concoction may be?
30 total.
Okay. Darnayru identifies it through smell and texture and sight that is some sort of hallucinogenic custom cocktail. You don't believe that it's poisonous. But it might have some effects on you for the next couple hours.
Oh, then Darnayru would hold in his hand and say, I appreciate this offer, but I need to be pure of mind when I critique my art.
Well, to each their own, then. And this potion goes around to all of you.
Could be worth to have if we want to, like, a little secret agent move and, like, spike someone's drink or something.
That's not a bad idea.
Go for it.
How much are you selling this tonic? Wink, wink.
No. It's not for sale. It's just for this to enjoy. The artwork. It must be seen from every possible angle. If you catch my drift.
Why? You mean you're devious and generous?
Indeed. And I would love for you to join me on this weird and strange art trip. That we can go on together.
Can I roll a perception check on her?
Yeah.
And I have a question for her after that.
What's your question? Kill it. Kill the vibe. Do it. Do it right now with your question.
19. Total.
No, I don't want to know your role. I want to know the question.
Christia, you have a great idea with this.
That's not Christia.
I'm sorry, whatever her name
Powell.
Is. Powell. It makes sense why Christia would have a friend like you who has such an open mind about art. How do you know her? Where do you guys?
Oh,
we've known each other in the art circles for several years, but we get around. Make a society check.
Darn sounds like a druggie to me.
What were you trying to roll for?
Perception. Yeah, 19 total.
You get the impression that surfaces what you see is what you get. Yeah, somebody having a good time trying to enjoy the art.
I didn't roll high, but my boy did.
Natty 20.
Boom. Yeah. Boom. All right. Well,
plus 16.
Because of that question and your interest in this person and your persona of art critics that you've sort of adopted, her attitude improves to friendly.
Ooh, friendly. Oh, never mind. I was thinking it was helpful. Okay.
Friendly. And then she winks at you and adds on to your question and says, interestingly enough, Chrystia has sort of embroiled herself in politics, was something that I absolutely abhor. But, to each their own, as I have said. She's gathering support for some bill that, if it passes, it would enact mandatory conscription. Can you believe that? For all of Alkenstar.
Whoa.
I know. A draft, they say. For what exactly? I have no idea. But 20% of the population would be required to serve in a standing army at any given time without any notice. Unbelievable.
Who would lead that army?
Who would lead? Is that what you said,
yes,
sir?
Yes, who would lead that army?
Well, that is the subject of the bill. And right now, Deputy Angelique Lovelace is the one who everyone is supporting.
That would give Lovelace quite the army under her control.
Well, she does have decades of experience here in the city. I believe she's a prime contender for the role. Anyway, I'm getting rather sleepy.
She's going to lay on one of the couches down here. I know. Just fall asleep. Okay, so that means...
Jellyfish.
That means that Chrystia is funding Lovelace's bill and campaign to get her in power. But I wonder, Lovelace is just bad, so does that mean Chrystia is bad?
Yeah.
How do we know that?
Because she's funding her.
Yeah, but is it through, through deception? She probably is bad. I want that Cyclops.
I mean,
do you have any other questions for a sleepy lady?
War is profitable. So if she is investing in war, she stands to make a profit.
Who
somehow
is she going to war against? Yes. If they're between Nex and Geb and they're literally trying to give explosives to both countries?
I don't have the answer to that yet, but that's my first theory.
Why don't we ask Chrystia?
Or Powell.
You can go talk to Chrystia yet. You guys haven't had an extended conversation with her. Yes, Powell. You
wanted to get
you have one more
information.
Question?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Blue. I'm not seeing things.
Quickly.
It speaks.
Focus, Powell.
I apologize. I thought you were hallucination. I haven't seen any Fae before.
Do you know who Chrystia is trying to go to war against?
Christian War.
Who is she funding war against?
Perhaps the person who lives on the 11th floor? Chrystia is a socialite. War is the end of her existence. War would be awful. Besides, who needs war?
Why is she so interested in the politics then?
Oh, that you'd have to ask her. Honestly, I don't know.
Let's ask her.
She is standing in this room before you roll your eyes at me. Go ask her.
Let's go over there.
Doo-dee-doo-dee-doo.
On our way walking over there, can I kind of perceive the room to see if I can see any evidence of where that Cyclops might have snuck off to?
Yes. Roll a perception check.
Wish my perception was higher, especially when I roll natty fives.
I would like to also look for the Cyclops.
Okay.
Please.
I rolled a 19. That's a fail.
I want to move close to the thing that's shimmering and do a detect magic on that.
Ooh.
Nothing in this room detects as magical.
Okay.
And the shimmering is brought to you by Foundry Virtual Tabletop.
That's
who
really
felt
good.
It necessary to put something distracting for our players in the map.
I've been looking at it for 20 minutes.
Amazing.
I don't see anything shimmering.
Exactly. You don't have
does
magic.
Does it speak to you?
Yep. Now it's shimmering.
You sure you didn't have some of the concoction?
Oh, I'm seeing it now.
Guys are crazy.
Hold on. I rolled a perception check against the Cyclops.
Yes.
25 total.
25 total. You did not see where he went. Okay. How something so large could sneak out of the room.
Can I see Kal-El on the balcony?
You cannot yet.
Okay.
Mm. Okay.
Let's go talk to Chrystia.
I think someone with the high stealth or thievery should try to spike Christia's drink with this hallucinogenic.
That's
kind of loosen her lip, loosen her tongue, spill some beans.
Tongues and beans and lips.
There we go.
I want to have a lengthy discussion of how you would arrive at that, because I'm confused.
Like, at the, like, just Jordan, to that plan? Like,
Jordan, why are you thinking this?
Because I...
But why don't you ask for the information?
No, let's just drug her.
Let's go straight to perhaps murder.
My impression of her so far, based on the information we received, mm-hmm. and the fact that she was talking
it's
to
bad GMing.
A bad Cyclops man.
She seems completely normal to me. She seems like a pawn in this bigger game. I don't know what's up with the Cyclops. He might be in on it.
Let's go talk. He's not in on this.
We got to talk to her. I don't think we need to drug her yet, though. I'm fully ready to go pick up a drink and then slip it in there. I'm like, hey, I got you this drink. If for a different situation. I don't think we need to do it for this lady.
I am never, ever, ever going to another social event with either of you. You're both insane criminals.
What if Muglin was there? What if we need to put the Cyclops to sleep or give him some happy dreams to sneak by him?
No, drug everyone. I gas the room.
Mrs. Palmoletto, whatever her name is.
Hey, she's just down there in the corner having a good time.
Yeah, and she wants to have everyone have a good time. She's doing the same thing.
Force it down your throat. You guys are insane.
Why don't we offer her?
Sorry, I'm way too invested in this moment. I should be more neutral. Yes, drug whoever you'd like.
I still don't think we should drug her, personally. Okay. That's my thought.
No, I think you should. Okay. Jordan said you're doing it, you're doing it.
I guess.
I need a thievery check to try to spike Christia's drink.
No. That's a bridge too far.
That's from Varg.
I spike Varg's
I'm
drink.
Not, I was suggesting it. I'm not committed to the plan.
Okay, that was my suggestion. Who's leading the convo?
Luton, are you going to lead the convo?
Yes, I'll lead the convo.
You guys go talk to Christia?
Yeah.
With or without felony?
Without, assault. Please. With
only
without.
Misdemeanor intent.
Okay. Yeah, you can't prove anything, right?
Okay, so Luton approaches Christia and says, what a lovely gala you have tonight. We just met your friend, Powell, and she seems to be having fun with some party favors down there in the corner.
Yes, she's very
She did
colorful.
Offer us some.
Very. Yes, I'm not surprised. She offered me some earlier, too. I did not partake, because last week I did, and I got rather oppressive headache for a solid 2 hours afterwards, but I will say that watching the colors move in that way was rather exhilarating, but
well,
I believe it's more of a to each their own thing. She said that a number of times.
Well, you don't need potions to have a good time.
No, and I have this cap over my drink to make sure that no one slips any potions that against my will without my consent.
It's called the nightcap, also found on Shark Tank.
Can I improve her attitude?
Yes, you can. Okay. Are you enjoying yourself, my dear?
I am very much. Oh. I do enjoy all the sculptures, and especially this squid over here
Isn't
next
it
to you.
Fascinating.
It's fabulous. Yes. What is it made of?
The intestines of pork.
Oh.
As I understand, stuffed with various volcanic rocks that have since cooled.
Very creative.
Neither of these things have anything to do with a jellyfish, but I just critique the art. I don't make it. Roll a society check.
Okay. Society's my lowest, but I get +3.
+3.
All right, here we go.
You could also, before you roll, if you want to, you may roll a diplomacy check.
Yes.
Either or.
I would like diplomacy.
Okay.
Is any of this aidable?
Nope.
Okay.
There we go.
Unless you say something.
29.
29. Ooh. Christia looks at you and she sort of sighs and her shoulders slump a little bit. And she says, oh, forgive me if I seem a little vulnerable in front of my honored guests. And, I got some bad news earlier today about a bill I'm supporting. And it's just rather gotten me in a dour mood. I was hoping the gala would raise my spirits. And I've said too much.
Oh, but no. You seem like you would like to get it off your chest. I'm here to listen.
Well, gosh, I do appreciate it. And her attitude improves to friendly.
Yay.
Sweet. This is the most wonderful gala I have ever attended. I do not know how you have put together such a marvelous spectacle of an event.
Oh, I do it in the weekly. As I was saying, I was recently approached by the Shield Marshals to provides support for a bill, a political maneuver. I tend or try to stay away from such things.
But they made a compelling case, specifically Angelique Lovelace. She's the shield marshal who's in charge of protecting our fair city from all the ne'er-do-wells. Have you heard of some of the gangs running around in the smoke side? These Shumfallow Five? Murderers and thieves?
I do not know that they are anything to worry about.
Eco-criminals! Their charges are as long as my arm. Felonious, the lot of them.
I don't know if I would go that far.
I heard they murdered some poor alchemist in his house.
Oh, well, you know how rumors get around and are exaggerated.
Oh, this bill, it's a danger of never passing because all the citizens of Alkenstar feel that they're safe enough because of the gunworks and that cannon, the Maw of Rovagug, points wherever they'd like and it can wipe out entire armies with a single shot. I've spent a great deal of money trying to help the Shield Marshals to find out that the general opinion of this city is that we don't need more manpower when we have so much firepower. Oh, it depresses me so. Maybe I've made a bad investment. Anyway.
Do you feel that Lovelace is trustworthy in everything she's telling you?
Absolutely. Us, the citizens of Alkenstar, we trust her with our lives every day, especially those of us here in the capital. We rely on the Shield Marshals to keep the riffraff out. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
You can't have high society without people like yourselves.
Indeed.
Very good indeed. Have you had any of the food tonight? It's most delicious.
Speaking of riffraff.
Yes.
I've heard.
I try not to.
I've heard there's a public hanging to be taking place.
How barbaric.
Indeed.
It must be someone who's done the most heinous crime to be made of such an example.
Does Wrangle Feruza ring any bells?
Rangel? Is he one of the sculptors of tonight's event? You are more connected than I imagine, with your critique experience. But it doesn't. Forgive me.
We noticed you had a very impressive specimen of a creature with the one eye.
Oh, yes, you mean Viewslog.
Viewslog, yes, that's exactly.
Oh, hello there. My name is Mr. Lord Gomaxon.
Gomaxon.
And a Viewslog is spelled B. This, my accent is getting in the way. B is in victory. E-W-S-L-O-G. I'm going to peruse the finer craftsmanships of this place now. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
See you, Gomak.
Gomak out.
Yes, Viewslog. He is the leader of the Leadsmiths, my private security that I've hired for the evening. Although rather rough around the edges. Never seen so many, monstrous beings before.
Oh, I could not agree more. He's just a quite the good bodyguard to hire.
Absolutely. I feel very safe with him here. None of this art is going to grow legs.
You feel safe with him here, but I do not see him here anywhere.
Oh, ran off to attend to some business is what he said, and I'm assuming I will see him again. I still have to pay them for the evening, of course.
I would love for you to get me in contact with him, because we need to hire private security for some of our endeavors in the future.
Oh, well, very good. Yes, just send a messenger off to the Leadsmiths, and they will arrange a meeting, I imagine.
We can't meet him now?
I am not in command of Viewslog.
Where will we send our messenger to?
To the Leadsmiths. This is what I have. Have you never sent a message before?
Can you
believe these?
Do you know where the dear fellow went off to?
I don't see him anywhere. What is this sudden interest in my security?
As I said, we need security for ourselves.
Yes, well, go contact them. Very good. Google them, you lazy bones. anyway, I must take my leave. Party business to attend to. Pip.
One moment.
Yes, why are you always trying to stop people from leaving?
It's my thing. Have you ever heard of a chap by the name of Dash?
I'm sorry. Can you be more specific?
a chap by the name of Dash.
Yes, a gentle fellow.
Let me ask you a question. You've been invited to go to the mayor's house to view an art display, and you talk to the mayor and you say, "Mayor, do you know this guy who drives?" No.
Is her attitude still friendly?
Yeah, it is.
I was trying to, talking about how nice
50,000 people in the city.
Talking about how nice her gala was an attempt at diplomacy to improve it front to helpful.
Okay.
Can I roll for that?
Yes, you can.
Bam. Natty 19.
Uh-oh. Yee. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Switching screens.
She's the Red Cross
plus
right now.
Plus 13. So 32.
32.
Yeah.
We'll find out if that was successful next week.
Oh, man.
I got to end them eventually, you guys.
I know.
I feel like we're onto something, and I'm trying to figure out what it is.
I don't know, man.
Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.